We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, smart viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quirigura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Vision Yamasa. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Russian leaders call for strengthening regulations to restrict alcohol use. In health news, Ethiopia works to enhance eye care. In animal welfare news, an Indian nonprofit raises funds for a new hospital for Arako inhabitants. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 15th, distinguished Polish poet, playwright and journalist, Mr. Antoni Słomiński, was born in Warsaw, Poland in 1895. He was recognized for his dedication to social justice and pacifism. Around 1918, he became one of the founders of Skamander, a legendary group of young Polish poets committed to developing a new poetic language which reflected modern life accurately. Mr. Słomiński published thousands of verses, several novels and plays, and respected translations of some of the works of William Shakespeare. May the words and ideals of Mr. Antoni Słomiński inspire many individuals to the vision of a peaceful and loving world.
Fire News. Landslides affect thousands in Kenya. Pounding rains causing landslides have left thousands homeless in Kenya's Marakwet district, located in Rift Valley province, with some 50,000 residents who were also advised to move to safer areas. The intense rain also affected students' ability to sit for scheduled examinations after evacuations were conducted in places such as Leader Secondary School, located near the dangerously high River Leader. In the Rift Valley's western regions, the Samburu National Reserve was inundated when the Uwaso Nyiro River burst its banks, with several lodges and buildings, such as the Research Center for Save the Elephants, being destroyed. Thanks to the efforts of the Kenya Air Force, as well as police and members of the Wildlife Service, all personnel and visitors were evacuated safely. Expressing concern, especially for the humanitarian needs of families in Marakwet who might be without shelter, Parliament member Ms. Lina Jebi-Kilimo appealed to the government permanently relocate them from areas that have been deemed high risk.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our association members please check with regional officials to see if any help is required, requesting that they also go, if possible, to comfort the storm affected, as she added that funds for emergency aid are available.
Our sincere thanks, Parliament Member Kalimo, and all who are working to assist the flood affected, as we pray that such disasters may subside with our swift adoption of gentler and more planet-protecting lifestyles.
Earthquakes rock Venezuela, Trinidad and Tobago, Iceland, Puerto Rico, Kermadec Islands and Tonga. On Saturday morning, November 12th, a tremor measuring 4.8 on the Richter scale shook residents awake in Sucre, Venezuela, as it hit 10 kilometers north of Guiria. Also that morning, in the island nation of Trinidad and Tobago, a 4.6 magnitude tremor rattled residents in north and central areas of Trinidad. A series of quakes of magnitude 3.0, 3.0 and 2.9 rattled under the Mira del Chocote Glacier on Saturday as well, situated over Iceland's active Catalo volcano. Meanwhile, the Puerto Rico seismic network reported four temblors, three of which occurred within 40 minutes of each other. These measured 3.6, 4.2, 4.9 and 3.4 on the Richter scale, with the strongest being felt by residents in San Juan. In the early hours of Monday in the South Pacific, a 5.1 magnitude quake hit the Kermadec Islands, just 57 kilometers southeast of Raoul Island, followed by a 5.0 magnitude earthquake in the Tonga region, located 176 kilometers northeast of Niafu. According to initial reports, there were fortunately no damage or injuries resulting from any of the tremors. With thankfulness for the safety of those in the quake-hit regions, We pray that such distressing events may quickly become a thing of the past through humanity's kinder ways as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Quay cho lễ này cũng cạn với đêm thâu. Này biển hồ, hãy đừng với sóng nhạc, cho con người còn hy vọng ngày sau. Này sinh linh, hãy ngậm cười chín suối, dù không lời chăn trội lục chia ly. Cho tim ta màu giảm phần nức nở, chờ nhân gian sám hối kiếp châu kỳ. Này rừng thẳm, hãy gắng gìn bản thể, chở che cho nhân loại phút mê lầm. Hãy nhận lấy trong ta nghìn giọt lệ để vun bồi cây lá rễ hùng lâm. Này tim hỡi, thôi hãy ngừng thổn thức cho hồn ta an nghỉ những đêm dài. Lệ như khô và lòng không tiếng nói, khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lất lây. Này đêm tối, xin hãy bừng mạch sáng, soi hồn bao nhân thể chốn u trầm. Ngừng trăng trở cho hồn ta bất động vào hư vô cùng diệu pháp thiền âm. Này bạch nhật chớ bàng hoàng sôi động cho bình yên ngủ giữa trái tim người, để nhân loại bớt quay cuồng kiếp sống bình minh về rực diễn mục bản lai. Này tim ta, thôi hãy ngừng rên rỉ như côn trùng quẩn thắt giữa hàn đông. Hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ và một ngày thế giới biển đào nguyên. Ôi ta khóc, ta van, ta cầu đạo. Ôi hằng xa Phật Bồ Tát Thiên Thần, hãy cứu rỗi những linh hồn lạc đạo mãi đi về quanh quất nẻo trầm luân. Bừng tỉnh dậy anh ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy bước hiên ngang trên biển cả sông dài. Hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời rực lửa nguyện hy sinh mà cứu từ muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng.
veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 435. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
New Prime Minister for Italy. On Sunday, November 13th, Italian President Giorgio Napolitano appointed Mario Monti as the nation's new Prime Minister. The well-respected economics professor and former European Union Commissioner will be forming a new government in the upcoming days. With one of his first tasks being to help improve the financial situation of the country, the new Prime Minister affirmed that as one of the founding members of the European Union, Italy will continue contributing in strength to the organization. Prime Minister-elect Monti, we respectfully congratulate your new position, wishing you a fruitful term that brings boundless benefits to the gentle people of Italy and your nation.
APEC leaders agree on a Trans-Pacific Partnership. Leaders from the 21 member nations of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, Forum concluded a two-day meeting in Hawaii, USA on Sunday, November 13th, with Japan's delegates announcing that they would join those from nine other nations who are working together toward a free trade accord known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership. U.S. President Barack Obama, who hosted the event, spoke of the overall goals of the accord going toward acceleration of balanced global development.
Here, we're a single ohana, one family. We remember that beneath the surface, behind all the different languages and some very long names, we all share the same hopes, the same struggles, and the same aspirations. And we've learned that we're more likely to realize our aspirations when we pursue them together. That's the spirit of Hawaii. It's what made me who I am. It's what shapes my interactions with all of you. And it's the spirit that I hope guides us in our work this weekend.
The leaders also reached an agreement to promote green-based economic growth as part of an effort to ensure sustainable energy security. Our accolades, Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation leaders, on your cooperative efforts together. May your work continue to help improve lives for the prospering of all people in your respective countries and throughout the world.
Save our planet. Historic drought grips Mexico. Saying that the current dry conditions are unprecedented in the country's history, National Meteorological Service General Director Felipe Adrián Vázquez Galvez stated that more than 70% of Mexico's total area is suffering from drought. Mr. Vázquez Galvez made the statement while attending the recent 21st Forum on Climate Prediction held in the state of San Luis Potosí. Given current ocean temperatures and atmospheric circulation patterns, meteorologists have also forecast that the dry weather will likely continue throughout the winter. To better understand and address the recent extreme weather, scientists in Mexico are working with their counterparts in the southwestern United States, which has also been devastated by drought. Our thanks, Mr. Vázquez Galvez and other experts, for your efforts to understand and raise awareness of the urgent drought crisis. Let us do our part to alleviate such severe conditions through our more conscientious stewardship of the ecosphere.
Speaking with concern of the planetary emergency during a June 2011 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai addressed the steep toll of drought in the nation, as well as what must be done to stop climate change.
With all the drought and wildfires Mexico is facing, food security is really at risk. And climate change, through droughts and floods that destroy crops, is of course a major cause of high food price and food insecurity. There is a solution. A few months ago, the United Nations proposed that the best way to bring about cooling, rather than focusing on carbon dioxide, would be to reduce the shorter-lived global warming agents. These include methane, black carbon, and ground-level ozone. So we all should go vegan. And the best is organic vegan.
Save our planet. A study released by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency on November 8, 2011, finds that regional hydraulic fracturing to extract natural gas from underground has contaminated groundwater supplies in the rural town of Pavilion, Wyoming, with toxic and carcinogenic chemicals, as well as 50 times the safe amount of benzene.
Save our planet. In a report commissioned by the Australian government, scientists on November 11, 2011, forecast life-threatening heat waves that may triple in cities such as Melbourne, as they state that more Australians now perish due to heat each year than to any other natural disasters. Warning news. A billboard sponsored by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine posted in Iowa, USA, near the National Pork Board headquarters, just prior to a board meeting in mid-November 2011, cautions about the increased risk for colorectal cancer resulting from bacon consumption in a state with one of the highest rates of death from the disease.
Hi, I'm Clucky the Chicken, and my diet is totally animal-free. I'm here today with a tip on storing a delicious food, spaghetti squash. If you have a cool spot in the house, about 50 to 60 degrees Fahrenheit, 10 to 15.5 degrees Celsius, it will keep for months at a time. Spaghetti squash can also stay fresh for several weeks at room temperature. It is a good source of vitamin B6 and C, potassium, manganese, and niacin, as well as being rich in fiber. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thanks for tuning in. Now, the weather around the world.
Governance news. Russian leaders call for strengthening regulations to restrict alcohol use. Presence of Russia's Chechen Republic, His Excellency Mr. Ramzan Kadyrov, urged for the total ban of alcohol in the country. This received strong support from Russia's public health chief, the Honorable Dr. Gennady Anishenko. Our respectful salute, Your Excellency President Ramzan Kadyrov and the Honorable Dr. Gennady Anishenko, for your advocacy of an alcohol-free nation. May all warm-hearted Russian citizens adopt life-affirming ways with heaven's blessings.
In health news, Ethiopia works to enhance eye care. The country's Ministry of Health is developing a national plan to reduce blindness through qualified, accessible, and sustainable eye services. At the 40th Annual Scientific Conference of the Ophthalmological Society of Eastern Africa held in Addis Ababa, Dr. Abrahim Endeshah, the Medical Service Director with the Ministry of Health, said blindness prevention and control is one of the priority areas in Ethiopia's five-year health sector program. He also stated that there have been major achievements, such as increasing the number of ophthalmologists, cataract surgeons, and ophthalmic nurses. Our accolades and appreciation, Ethiopia and Dr. Ebrahim Endershaw, for helping to protect the vision of many. May your precious citizens flourish in well-being of body, mind, and spirit. Up next on Noteworthy News, an Indian non-profit raises funds for a new animal hospital. We'll thank God for the abundant gifts in our lives. We'll return soon. Stay tuned for more forward-thinking news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, motivating news for an encouraging world. In animal rights news, an Indian non-profit works to enhance medical care for our fellow beings. People for Animals, or PFA, held an art exhibit in Hyderabad to raise funds for the construction of an animal hospital in Mysore, Karnataka. Coffee mugs and paintings created by 50 top Indian artists were displayed at the event. PFA, which has the country's largest animal welfare organization with 32 hospitals around the nation, had 12,000 mugs made for the campaign. Member of Parliament, the Honorable Menaka Gandhi, a vegan, is the founder of PFA. She said PFA is grateful for the continuing support of India's artists and to this year's sponsors for pitching in to help India's animals. Our heartfelt gratitude, the Honorable Menaka Gandhi, People for Animals, and Indian artists for your dedication to our earthly co-inhabitants. May all animal friends be blessed to live in safety and happiness.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Tagalog entitled Flying.
Sabi ng lalaki sa asawa, bukas lilipad ako papuntang Kenya. At sabi ng 5 taon na anak, Itay, pagbalik mo galing ng Kenya, bilhan mo ako ng pakpak para lilipad din ako papuntang eskwelahan.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
感谢无上师电视台的辛勤耕耘，开启世人智慧，为地球创造和平气氛，全面推广素食主义的解决之道，以遏制全球暖化，并努力实现人与动物和谐共处的人间天堂。再祝无上师电视台越办越成功。 鼓舞并激励更多的人迈向纯素的和平新纪元。柜台的忠实观众，中国四川的英。Genial
Ying, thank you for your warm comments. We also pray a joyous era is coming to our cherished earth, when the lives of all precious beings are honored and respected. May divine blessings be with you and the pure-minded people of China.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May grace and compassion be your treasured gifts from heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In a meeting during their mutual attendance of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, Presidents Hu Jintao of China and Ollanta Humala-Tasso of Peru pledged continued cooperation between their countries in an array of sectors, including education, trade, and environmental protection.
Australia's Senate passes a law mandating that all cigarettes sold effective December 2012 must be plainly packaged with health warnings, while the United Arab Emirates Cabinet approves graphic images showing the consequences of smoking on cigarette packages to make them less attractive for buyers.
The Songs for Japan album, a compilation from musicians past and present such as U2, Bob Dylan, Eminem, and John Lennon, has raised $10 million thus far for quake-affected Japanese residents, with the artists and all others freely contributing their services so that 100% goes to benefit those in need.
Delegates from Japan and Formosa or Taiwan sign an open skies agreement that expands the number of airline carriers as well as increasing both regular and chartered flights for the ease of visitors traveling between the two destinations.
Scientists observe that certain octopus and squid species living deep in the ocean are able to control their own visibility, switching from being virtually transparent during daylight hours to a deeper color after dark, thus enhancing their safety and mobility as they navigate through the sea.
Chilean President Sebastian Piñera and Alexis or Vietnamese President Trương Tấn Sang signed an agreement that will remove tariffs on over 9,000 products to increase trade between the two countries.
The Times of India reports that delegates from Iran and India sign a reciprocal agreement for wrestling and football coaches to travel from Iran to help train students in India's Punjab state, while kabaddi coaches in India go to introduce the team sport in Iran.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.